Welcome to Caldwell Bay Talk Radio, straight from Daytona Beach, Florida.
Welcome to our live episode, everybody. Thank you for coming.
I'll be here all weekend.
Thank you, Bill. You've been lovely. Yeah, no, honestly, thanks everybody for coming. I am your host, Crow, and with me on this episode, I'll just sort of go down the line this way. Everyone sitting at the table did not see me point because I'm standing behind all of them, and it's great.
And the listeners won't see you point either.
I know, it's awesome. All right, but yeah, now we'll start down here with Ark.
Supposed to say.
Say it again.
Edit.
Hi, yes, I am Ark. Cool.
And one of our special guests this, I'm going to say episode instead of week or month because I don't know when I'm putting this up. But yeah, we have Tom, the Mandalore himself, Tom the Uniter.
How's it going?
We have our PR officer, Saz.
Hi, guys.
Thaxos.
Hello, hello.
Returning to us again, we have Dar Kirim.
Dark hizzle in the hizzle.
We have Bill, the, what was it, DVG?
The DVG of KTR.
And we have the CAO officer. I know I just didn't need to say the O, because O stands for office. So you're the office officer. We have Caden, we have Sal with us as well.
Hello out there in Mandalore land.
It's Mando Daddy.
Yeah, so we do have a few things to talk about here at the live-ish episode of KTR, because it is live because you're all actually here, and there's no way I can edit anything that these people are going to say to you before you can hear it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, no naughty language. Yeah.
There's no way that can happen. But first, I do have to make an apology. As somebody here pointed out, Misha wasn't able to join us today. So unfortunately, we're not going to be able to have the Misha v. Saz Jello wrestling competition that we were planning on so hard.
I'll put that on Instagram tomorrow.
I thought that was pudding.
If pudding, Jello, I mean, it would be Jello brand pudding. I mean, if we're going to do this,
I see where
we're
going to
do this properly.
Well, hold on a second. Jello?
Yeah. That's what we wrestle in over here.
Right. Okay.
Wait. Wasn't there
what do you
about
call
like jelly ham or something?
Oh, is it Jello is a brand name. Jelly is the actual product.
Well, yeah. It's what is it? Genericized trademark, I believe, is the.
Well,
you've
probably gone to Publix most likely, so it wouldn't have been a brand name Jello, would it? Just been Jello, wouldn't it?
We don't have Publix over here.
Well, I just went to one just a few moments ago.
Gelatin.
I don't know. I'm from Maine. I don't know anything down here.
There's tons of Publix down here. And
really?
As a transplant from Kentucky down to Florida, let me just say, I have seen the light to the pub sub.
This podcast not
there
sponsored
is one right
by
down the street. All right. Well,
yes, there are other shopping centers available.
All right. Well, for the about the 18th time today, I'm wrong. Something I'm very, very good at.
So you weren't counting those two?
Yeah.
This is not going to get far start, is it?
No. But yeah. So let's see. So like, I do want to say one other little update that we had. She actually had to step out because she was in the previous panel, and this room is freezing if you've sat in it for more than an hour. But a few months ago, for those of you who listened to the last episode of KTR, I did offer a prize churro to whoever won the Mercs Madness Facebook competition earlier this spring. And I have awarded that to Aurelie. She was our winner. She managed to beat Dresden, and she said that was actually her crowning achievement in the competition. It's like, if I get past him, then I've won. Whatever, if I got the championship, that's just gravy.
How do you feel about that, Dresden?
That's Canadian for I'm so mad, it is unbelievable. I want to kill her, I want to kill her family, and I want to burn her house down. That's pretty much what it means in Canadian, yeah.
We do not condone killing the family.
Is that the accurate translation there, Thaxos? Is that how you all speak?
Long pause.
It's Canadian.
All right, so I do want to, as part of this, I do want to, we've almost got sort of a KTR reunion of sorts here, because Bill, everybody hears him at the beginning of pretty much every episode, but he's almost never able to record with us. We have Daryl back with us. Oh, he's so sad. Look at him. So sad. But yeah, we also have Daryl back with us. He stepped down a couple months ago, but we have him back because he's here. Why not? We also have Tom and Saz, who have been on probably more episodes than anybody else, I want to say, as far as our guests go.
Definitely.
Yeah. Vraden's probably third. We've had him on usually once a year. He's awesome. But we do also have another person in the audience here who used to be a member of the KTR podcast team. So
and look at that. There's a mic.
Yeah, look at him.
Empty seat.
Yep, yep. So if Mareel, if you could step on up, please.
Get on up right here.
You don't have a choice in this.
Now, is this the main takeover of the podcast?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
Main's making a comeback.
For those of you who can remember, we actually, there used to be a period where I was on the podcast. Mareel was on the podcast. Biohazard, our former communications officer, he used to be on the podcast as well. Bill was on the podcast more regularly. So if for some reason the state of Maine were to just fall off the face of the earth, it would have just been Sean. No,
we could have brought Tag back in from retirement and went back to the old days where we played Oregon Trail on, you know, on Blog Talk Radio for an hour to see who died first.
It's something about an orange that didn't want that. And the crab wizard Thaxos.
Yep.
Ah, yes.
The good old days.
Yes. For one episode, this was a while ago, we actually had Bill read a children's book live, on air with
this
replacing.
This is not just like a, ooh, this is a well-known children's story. This was a random one off the internet that they could find.
Yeah, just a freebie off of, like, Google Books or something like that. And, yeah, we replaced, like, a bunch of the names with Thaxos and Frost, and that was...
Is this anything like the one where you asked me to do excerpts from 50 Shades of Grey?
Similar.
Yeah.
You know the funniest thing about the fact that you guys just took a random storybook? Like, that's the stuff that a podcast that's... you know, failing and fighting and trying to keep ratings does. And I'm pretty sure at the time that you guys were doing that, there was no concept of the podcast being out there, I don't think.
We have ratings.
To be fair, I think I do that believe that point. That was the April Fool's episode for that particular
It was. Season. It yeah. was. Yeah. And unsurprisingly, one of our most popular episodes that year.
I mean, the other option was me just starting to read a phone book.
So that means you kept all five listeners entertained, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good
all
job. Good
all
job.
Five of them were like, oh, that was a good episode.
I don't know.
Guys.
I think you may have doubled the listeners on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to
We doubled
10.
Them to five.
No, I mean, we doubled up
doubled
to five.
To five. Yeah,
I don't know how we had half a listener. It was probably the person that was sitting in the other room just sort of like, what's going on in there? So I think that counts as half a listener.
Yeah, no, that counts. Yeah, we recorded that at Biohazard's house. So Arden Fisk, our former quartermaster, was playing video games in the other room, and every once in a while we would just hear her laugh.
I think that was one of the quietest episodes in terms of us talking, because we all had our mics muted because we were laughing our asses
just
off
could,
the entire
couldn't
time.
Couldn't take it.
You know, this discussion just gave me, I think, an on-the-spot brilliant idea, because I remember, during... during you know the year, you know, there are some times that there is nothing to discuss Star Wars wise. I mean, we all know that. So I mean, there were times that we as the podcast crew were sitting there trying to come up with ideas. So I'm not knocking you on coming up with, you know, reading a children's story. I think it's a great idea.
Oh, this was not my idea.
Well, whose ever idea?
I just executed it.
But I'm thinking, and we can compound this and make it better. Like, think about the voices that we have on this podcast. We have so many different accents as, you know, our resident...
Imperial commander.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, think about it. You've already, you know, you've opened this door. I'm sure most of us, I hope, have heard the wonderful bedtime story that Samuel Jackson reads, right? Has anybody heard that one?
Yeah.
So I think that we, as the KTR, could probably... take this a step further and do those monthly fillers where we just bring in a guest like Saz or somebody and have them read. Oh, we could even tie this even better.
It's not going to be 50 Shades
of Grey. No, even better.
No, been there, done that.
It, is Is the Mando Mercs fan fiction still up on the forums?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. There is still a thriving fan fiction section.
Somebody not going to read that as well?
So there we
go. Possibly.
There we go. That's my on-the-spot throwing the idea, you know, put the spotlight on everybody. Somebody, when those filler months, when we don't have anything to talk about Star Wars-wise,
pull
out
next April.
There you go.
Presented by Absolutely Not Audible.
Well, now you bring you give us a good little segue there. We do actually have, shockingly, a bit of Star Wars news. Yeah, like I did not expect it.
For a second there, I actually thought you were going to say we're sponsored by Audible for this one.
Yeah, we're now sponsored by Audible. Lego, that went through as well. But legitimately,
other brick suppliers are available.
But no, Diego Luna,
yes.
As you haven't quite heard, Cassian Andor is coming back to Star Wars for another live-action TV show. So not The Mandalorian, because the timelines just don't work. But yeah, for I think it's Disney Plus is Disney's official name for their new streaming network.
Does this take place after Rogue One?
I really hope not.
Well,
and
if it does,
this particular atom floated left.
You know, if they did that, they could tie it into the aftermath of Thanos' The Snappening.
They are both Marvel movies. Or Disney. Disney
that,
owns them both.
And, I mean, you got a whole bunch of people turned into ash at the end of both of those movies. So, I mean, that's the ultimate crossover right there.
Once again, spoilers. If you haven't seen it by now, it's your fault.
It's out on Blu-ray. But, yeah, no, that's that. They're officially making this, I mean, A, cool, we got Cassian back again, one of the sweet characters we got from Rogue One. Like, love that. A lot of, like, read a thing, like, part of his press statement, like, he's thrilled to come back. He's like, I loved working with Star Wars. I loved, you know, the fan reception. I loved everything about it. So he's happy to come back. We're happy to have him.
That just sparked a thought.
Oh.
So if we're getting Cassian back, does that mean we're getting K2SO to back?
Oh, you just sandbagged me.
because there's a history there.
And Alan Tudyk is not a stranger to doing TV shows.
No, not at all. Well, I mean, his he also does have a bad habit of having characters that meet untimely ends.
By the way, did anybody else notice that when they killed off K2SO, spoilers, that it was like a blast of shot through his chest, almost in the same way that Walsh was killed?
Oh.
Don't mention Wash, please. I've still not got over it. No.
Yeah, like, so then, aside from the fact that we're getting him back, that does pretty much confirm that, yeah, they're going to have two live Star Wars shows going at probably around the same time. Like, after, like, 20 years of, yeah, we're going to have a Star Wars show. Yeah, live one's going to come, and it's coming, guys. I swear, like, TNT's picking it up. It's going to be great.
It's going to be huge. Going to be great.
To, like, now we suddenly have Disney has its own live-action Star Wars TV network, because pretty much all the programming that they've said is going to be on it is live-action Star Wars.
All Star Wars,
so far. All
the time.
And it's our dream.
It's also been confirmed that Tom Hiddleston's coming back for the Loki show.
I know, Daryl, this isn't April 1st?
No, that was actually a thing.
Yeah,
it's actually a thing.
Oh, sick.
Like that was confirmed. they're bringing pretty much everybody back for Loki, Scarlet Witch, Vision, Sam and Bucky. They're gonna get a Falcon and Bucky. They're gonna get a show together. So like Disney, they're putting all bets onto this streaming service and.
Wow.
Yeah, like, they're doing a lot more than I think a lot of people realize, because they just think, oh, it's Star Wars, oh, they're doing this with the cartoons or whatever, but they don't realize Disney as a whole is really putting their money forward and kind of, you know, they're really trying to push the appeal, I guess, for their streaming, because a lot of people are like, why do I want to buy another one when I've got Netflix or I've got, you know, all these other streaming services that have come around, but now that they're starting to split up, you know, and Disney's going to be pulling stuff away from Netflix. Now that they're announcing what they are putting on,
it's exciting.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to hear what the internet thinks of it.
Great. Another streaming service I have to pay for.
Yep.
Oh, I have no problem giving my VA disability money to Disney right now.
If it's $8 like Netflix or Hulu or whatever, yeah.
I didn't say I wasn't going to do it. I just have to complain about it.
That makes you the proper Star Wars fan, now that we know that's clear.
Yeah. So that's actually it for the Star Wars news that we have.
We got some Mercs news, right?
Womp.
Do we?
Well, yeah, there's this thing called the MercsCon that's going to be happening soon.
What?
Oh, wait.
When? I haven't heard of this.
Damn, I haven't done much of it.
I'm pretty sure you can see it from here.
Well, I just got so used to plugging it every episode, so.
Yeah, I have no idea what we're going to talk about next month now.
Well, that was MercsCon. Crickets.
I got to make some live commentary on the opening ceremony. It was, you know, you guys were going through introducing everybody who's on the council and everything. And I remember during the podcast, when I was on the podcast, you know, whenever Thaxos brings up his part of Merc's news, which was always the tech side of things,
yeah,
it was always very much, well, this is the part where I get to sit back and kind of do-do-do-do-do. Because I have no idea what you're talking about, but I always know it lasts like 5 or 10 minutes or whatever. But I'm sitting in the audience, and the microphone's getting passed down the line, and Sean's like, or Thaxos goes, well, hi, I'm Thaxos, and I'm on the tech team, and that's about all I've got to say. And I'm sitting here, and all I could think is, I know he has way more to say than that.
Yeah, so there's this panel that's going to be on later on this weekend. It's called the Tech Team Initiative.
Oh, you're just saving it.
Way to delegate everything to later.
There we go.
That is so Canadian of you to just deflect it.
Sorry?
Perfect.
Do you know what really irritates me about Canadians is that from a British perspective, they say that they're always the most politest, but British are actually politer than Canadians. But we just don't mention the fact that we were politer than Canadians.
The number of
That's
times
how
he's
polite
that, though.
We are.
No. The difference is the British are just more condescending about it, and the Canadians
I
are
really
just apologetic.
I really appreciate your opinion.
I feel like we're about to have another civil war here.
Oh, no. I think this would be more of like a.
I think what you have to say is so important, Daryl. It's absolutely amazing and factual. Thank you very much for sharing with us.
I love you, Sazzy Poo. I can't wait
too,
to see you
baby.
In the hot tub later.
Actually, it's on.
Actually, I was talking earlier that it's going to be a fat man stew, and you and a few others. Because at the time, there was only
I
like,
don't know why you're laughing, Hutchins. You're in on this.
Oh, actually, yes, he was. Because I will never forget the memory of Joe's Crab Shack. Mandalore the Hungry.
Yeah.
I still have that picture saved somewhere.
The lobster, or the yeah.
The Crab Shack, Joe's Crab Shack bib.
Yeah, back, was that 08?
No, that was 09. That was my first
con. That's right, that was 09.
That was back when we first met.
I know children that are younger than this story.
Back in my day.
That was because the 2008 was the first year we had a table there at San Diego Comic Con. And that was when we married
Yeah.
The Coolmans. And then I came back with Alicia in 09, and that was, and we raided the Crab Shack again for a second time.
Yeah, and the picture shows.
Yes, it was good.
I'm gonna
have
the
bib and everything. It was.
I'm gonna dig that picture up somewhere. It's still in storage somewhere, but I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna get it to Thaxos and the next April Fools.
Yeah.
MandaloreTheHungry.com.
Sounds good to me.
So, Muriel, it's like you never left, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I've been here the whole time, actually, just saying the two words in the beginning. And then.
Yeah.
You're hey rocking guys. Those blue glasses, though.
Yeah. These ones are not the Mercs ones, though.
They look
we'll
cool.
We'll fix that.
They're the top trim ones.
Are there any Mercs blue glasses?
No, those are from one of our wonderful sponsors, Top Trumps, who will provide us with fun and entertainment during the section after dinner.
You know, I just realized I have one of those top Trump whatever games that you sent out this way. I totally forgot to bring it. I don't know where it's at. It's in storage somewhere.
Well, seeing as Sean was supposed to have tested it out for KTR about 6-7 months ago.
Somebody was supposed to send me those. I kept getting told somebody else.
No.
At one point even.
Wait a minute.
Tom then rolled his eyes.
I was living with Ken and Corey at the time when they got it, and I was able to... No, I think that was right before. Either way, I got to test play it with Ken and somebody else. But yeah, me and Ken played it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, yeah, we can talk about Top Trumps if you don't mind us...
You mean we actually get to talk about a sponsor that actually exists on
KTR? Yeah, that actually exists.
Yes, an actual sponsor that actually exists on KTR. Well, Top Trumps, from my perspective, is a game I used to play as a child. It's very much a kids' playground sort of game, but it's kind of developed. It's kind of developed into a little bit of a big thing now, and it's coming over to America. And so we've been passing it around a few people, and you'll also get to play it during the gaming night tonight. So, but Sean, seeing as you've now played it, what do you think of it?
It was quite fun. Very easy to pick up too.
Yeah, well, there's only like 30 cards in it, so of course it's easy to pick up.
How many? Did
it's
you
not
very
heavy.
How many people did you play with?
We just did a couple games of 1v1, but you can definitely do more. Yeah. I forget what the maximum number is, but I guess that's depending on how
four.
Many cards you got.
I think it's four.
When I tested it out earlier this year, I can definitely say the more people you have, it's definitely a lot more fun.
Yeah. Tom, you did the unboxing, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I did the unboxing. The cards are really nice. I mean, the sets look awesome. You get this. They have that special, kind of like the special edition version that's got the Death Star
pack. Yeah,
that was awesome. I'm like, wow, that thing's really cool. And it's aluminum Death Star pack. It's not like crappy plastic.
For Rich, it's aluminium.
Oh, okay. Aluminium.
It has an eye in it.
Yeah, but
it has more than one eye.
It was really nice. I mean, they did a really top notch job with that set. So.
Yeah.
I think we also have... Well, the other thing is that we've got some sets that Top Trumps have given away, and what we're going to do is we're going to pass them out to each of the clans so they can take them out to their events and play with people. So hopefully you'll be able to get a game at least either today or at least as part of your clan. I'm actually talking to people who aren't here at MercyCon because everyone else is looking at me going like, well, I'm going to play it. So go, what are you talking about, sets? What are you talking about? I didn't know that. I told you as soon as you brought me onto KTR, it would devolve into complete nonsense.
That assumed that it was at a higher
I told you, Crow, but you insisted.
You were here before I got here.
Rich, you've not been on KTR with me when I've been on KTR. Now those kind of devolve into, yeah.
Last time you tried to be on, you didn't have mic issues. We just didn't want you to be on.
Yeah, well, the past few times have ended up being more editing time after the fact than anything else.
I still don't know what was up with your microphone. That was something else.
I think I actually beat you on the editing time on that one.
Especially. Yeah, there have been entire times where I've had to edit the podcast and remove at least a half hour of one of these two from the episode, just in a chunk. Not like, oh, well, we got to take this out, like clean that up. No, it's like this entire story can't have it.
And that's not even talking about, you know, the stuff he has to edit out with Frost.
Or listening to Misha moan every time I do 50 Shades of Grey quotes as well. You have to tell that ass as well. Yeah.
For like those of you
wanting
like the illusion that he keeps alluding to. Was like we did honestly like he I don't know if you just had a copy near your desk or what.
No, he has it memorized.
It's my party piece. Did you not know? No,
I do now.
I think it was just that I think I loaded some quotes from
just off.
I was just told that I had to do them, and I just loaded the best quotes.
Just happened to have them handy.
Yes.
In his saucy voice, he just read entire excerpts of the novel 50 Shades of Grey to us, and we just couldn't handle it at all. Like just.
Who wants to bet that all those excerpts were actually highlighted in his book that he has on his nightstand?
Chat up lines, Suzzy's chat up lines. Yeah, that's the end of that. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Page 200, paragraph 3, sentence 8.
Oh, my.
Eight.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. So this, I do want to get an honest poll of the audience here. Like, this group of people in front of you, these are a lot of people who've been in the Mercs either from the start of the founding of the club to shortly thereafter. Like, I've been hanging out
about you,
here
Tom.
For, like, 8 years. So, and I'm apparently among this group one of the newer members somehow, despite 8 years of tenure here. Who has been in the Mercs for less than a year of you guys that are here? Okay, good. No one that year. 2 years.
Nope, one far
well,
left.
Wait,
nope, one.
Wait.
Yeah.
Real quick, one thing I got to think we should do for the people who are listening to this, like, after the fact, let's get some noise from the crowd so that people know that there's actually a crowd here, because that was very quiet when they asked your question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're actually here.
And they have more than five listeners. There's actually 15 people here.
I know.
New record.
By definition, they're listeners.
The crowd.
Let's be 100% fair. Most people wanted to spend MercsCon to shout at Tony next door.
Yes, that
because
is true.
I get to speak to the person who denies my application.
Is it the CRL panel is the one next door right now?
Yeah, and the brigades panel.
Yes.
If I could
meet it, though.
Yes.
We haven't had any gunshots, at least, so that's good.
Yeah.
If somebody who can move a little bit better than I can go see, because now I'm kind of curious if that's why there's so few people in here right now.
I don't want to know that.
Well, it's out of the
I'll be back.
I'm actually worried that there's no noise. Maybe they've killed him already.
Good Lord, I had no idea that he could move that fast.
Yeah, he's already out of the room.
Go.
This is not a small room. He's already gone.
Well, you know, he's a professional wrestler, so he moves fast.
Yeah. So let's see. So, 2 years about? UM. Well, UM's, I mean, that's, you know, that's a special case. Like, I was a UM for probably about a year and a half, 2 years. So, you know. And so then, like, three. It's about three. Sweet.
Yeah, we got a few.
Sweet. Got a couple there. And four.
Hey, there's one.
All right, Saz is back. He's got 12.
Rich shouted, he's got 12 with a huge grin on his face.
See, the only problem...
Well, we're the awesome ones, folks.
Hey,
we got the people.
Technically, he had 13 for a second.
Well, that's the catch. Yeah, how many people are out by the pool? Because that's...
running out to the pool, I'll tell you that now.
If we let him run out to the pool, he's not coming back.
Yeah. That is perhaps the only problem with having a conference at a great location like this. Is it's like, well, I could be here listening to KTR, yelling at Tony, or I could be out by the pool.
I can guarantee that hot tub. I can tell you all about
it. The resort and spa. Get a massage. Go to the pool. Go to the beach. Do anything but be inside.
Yeah. And it is beautiful down here today. It is awesome. There is actually, like, you can actually, I didn't really realize that this was still a thing. You can totally rent a cabana out by the pool and just chill on, like, a raised platform with curtains all day.
That's pretty much where I've been.
Have a good day, everybody. Right. I'll be ready.
It's awesome. We wake up in the morning and we go out our back door and we, you know, we're right there at the pool. It's really neat.
Well, that's because you got lucky. Well, not lucky. You got the nice room.
My name's Mandalore. I get so many privileges.
Let's use a big old asterisk next to lucky on this one.
Yeah, you're lucky. You're at the top of the list for rooms for some reason.
I've pretty much paid for this whole thing, and I get special privileges.
It's good to be the king.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom. Dresden's
no one's going to argue with you, Dresden. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Hey, Mandalore.
Dresden, question. Do you have your armor with you? Yeah, that's why they didn't want you on a higher floor.
Hey, Mandalore, your room is actually right next to the hot tub. My room is right next to the pool. If you don't like being next to the hot tub, I'd definitely trade you.
Yeah, that's which.
I like being right next to the hot tub. It's actually really, it's very cathartic because I can see the waves coming in and I can relax
so
out
for
there.
People that want to ask Tom questions at any hour, he'll be
hot
at the
tub.
Hot tub.
Yep. I'm right on the other side of the hot tub.
Yep.
Which is funny because the only people that are actually going to know that are the people sitting in this room and listening to this podcast 3 weeks after it gets edited.
It'll still be there. Yeah.
I mean, you know, Bill had to come and drag me out of the hot tub to get here to the podcast.
No, in 100 years, that cabana will be like part of the Mandalore Trail. You know, people will be, you know.
Okay, that's the pilgrimage of Mandalore.
I was going to
go to
Moxville,
South Carolina.
He's also very humble.
Just slime trail of Mandalore. That's just slowly going across the U.S.
So I'm very happy, though, because I thought you were going to say that that cabana was going to be part of your body in 100 years.
If he's hungry.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So we've got this, I guess, sudden awkward lull in the podcast.
Only now that you say it.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to edit that out.
Don't make
no, we're not.
No, we're
so
not.
So can I... I'm going to take a quick moment. I want to say a thank you to my friend Robert, who's probably going to have to... I'm going to tell him to listen to this later. but anyways, he's an honorary member of the club, and he's one of my best friends. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here right now. And I just kind of want to kind of put a shout out to him on the, you know, podcast, so everybody knows that I'm here because of him and how thankful I am for him to, you know, pass his tickets on to me. And
I think we should give Robert a round of applause. Why not?
Yeah,
why not?
Let's hear this. So yeah, I just wanted to, you know, steal the spotlight like usual for that.
Why do you think I'm holding the microphone? I'm stopping him from stealing the spotlight every now and then and just talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. Now I'm doing it, aren't I?
Yeah,
but, you know, the thing is you've got that beautiful accent that I just love, so
yeah,
you can keep talking.
He just sounds like a hick, yeah.
Oh, and I like it when he talks because I'll listen to him talk all day long, but his accent, I've listened to that for years up in Kentucky.
Thank you, Daryl. I appreciate that.
Hey, I love you, man.
I love you, too.
Can you feel the love tonight?
It's sorry. Disney. It's fair. We're allowed.
It's Disney, yes. Yeah, fair use. Fair use policy, folks. Hey, other Disneys are available.
Hey, we're still PG-13 in here. We're behaving ourselves.
Yes, and thank you.
I mean, you know, the podcast is still young, so.
Well, we've managed to go for a half hour without anybody saying anything. That's just like, no,
well,
we have
even
to stop
got
this here.
Yet, to be fair, so, yeah.
That's usual for this podcast. A lot of people saying nothing.
It is.
Oh, hey, Sal.
Oh, burn.
I've been hosting us for at least 5 years now, and yeah, I haven't said a single thing the entire time. Nothing of value has come over these airwaves ever.
Oh, there has been something of value over these airwaves.
Oh?
Yeah.
What?
I knew you were going to say that. No, it wasn't you, Tom. The simple fact that we've got, you know, we've got people here actually in front of us interested enough. We've actually probably got your audience, people who actually listen to the podcast, coming here to join us in and have some fun. So, yeah, the fact is that it has brought people together. So it has got a thing that you can be proud of.
Oh, yeah. No, it has had a nice effect. And it's
not
nice.
Much
and,
proud,
and this, well, it counts.
A little bit proud.
It counts. And this time, like unlike at Celebration Orlando last year, we didn't have to like corral all of you around the skiff to just sort of stand there and pretend you were an audience while we were doing our thing. Because none of you could hear what we were saying because there wasn't a PA.
And I was literally falling asleep standing up and because I was so tired.
And to be fair, it wasn't hard to corral a fake audience because, I mean, there were so many people there to begin with.
And you had weapons.
Oh, we've missed an opportunity. We should have wheeled the skiff in here and done it up on that.
We can take a photo, pretend that we were actually on the skiff.
Yeah, it's
I can Photoshop it.
There was actually a tweet when the gentleman who brought the skiff in for us this weekend, he actually was pulled over on the way over here, and by the you know, his friendly local police officer, no blue light, no siren or anything, but he pulled him over, pulled the trailer over, he, you know, went right over, was like, yeah, what's going on, officer? Oh, nothing, I just wanted to ask some questions about this thing, it's awesome. Only in Florida.
I mean, you're not wrong there. I've been here about 10 months, and I can say that's, yeah, only in Florida.
So, Florida man pulled over for hauling spaceship.
Well, yeah, every headline that starts with Florida man, you know it's just going to just go weird from there. It's almost like he's a superhero at this point. Like, there's one dude who's actually doing all of this for the state of Florida.
Florida man.
If I don't pay attention to commercials enough, but I do know that on the radio they were talking about some Florida man concert or something, going on. And I'm like, is it really like, is it really become that big of a thing?
Oh, sure.
Is it an alligator? No. Is it a tropical rainstorm? No. It's Florida Man coming to you next week on CBS. Other channels also are available.
That's going to be on Disney Plus.
And it's going to be the alligator from Peter Pan.
Oh, that was a crocodile.
TikTok the croc.
Yeah. I think it's time for the fun part.
Which fun part?
There's going to be a fun part?
There's a fun part here.
I don't know. About 10 minutes ago, you started asking people about how long they've been in the Mercs, and then you going somewhere with that, or was this just going to leave it away from where it was?
I was mostly going to leave it. I ran out of stuff to talk about 20 minutes ago.
Perfect.
Well, I have an idea.
Oh, I suppose.
Every time I come up with an idea, somebody's like sandbagging me.
Yep.
Is it a boat?
That one was actually planned in advance.
Well, I was just going to wing it, so.
That was also planned in advance.
I mean,
everything that you've improvised has all been planned in advance, just to let you know. That's been planned in advance as well. You knew that was going to happen.
For those that are listening, there's a guy in the back holding up signs. Daryl's just reading off the whole time.
See, we know that's nonsense because I can't read that good.
Well, mate, it says well. Read that well. Okay? he put it quite quickly. He did do it in big capital letters. Not good. Well.
You know, you guys still talk. You guys still spell favorite with a U, so...
That's how it is.
That's his.
It's wrong.
It's a favor.
You guys are wrong.
Huh. It's a French word. You should be happy about French words, because they're the ones who gave you your liberty.
I mean, I've got no problem with the French.
They gave you fries, too, and plenty of French.
Listen, I've been listening and looking into a lot of World War I stuff, so I've got a lot of respect for the French.
Have you?
Yeah,
I don't. I'm English.
I know you don't.
You've not heard of the Hundred Years' War. It's still biting. Still bites.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
It still bites, yes.
Happy Independence Day, by the way.
Thank you very much.
It was a couple months ago, but yeah.
I mean, yeah, but, you know, he's here.
Hey, we don't know when we're putting this episode out.
That's true.
Can we put a disclaimer to apologize to the French clan ahead of time?
They know me well enough. Yeah. I've polished their boots too many times, so they'll know. Oh, speaking of which, is this not the 100th episode?
It is.
Why?
But just barely.
Just barely. Thanks to some very creative recording out on the beach yesterday. This is episode 100.
We fixed it, but it's episode 100, folks.
You know,
I know you're going to hear that one first, but don't worry. It's a fantastic episode.
Yep.
If you skip that one just to get to this one, make sure you go back. It is amazing.
Best quality.
Yes. This is the best episode you could ever record.
By the ocean.
By the ocean.
In 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes. Less.
Yesterday.
But no, I do actually at this point, yeah, I would like to invite somebody in the audience, whoever wants to come up in the audience, to join KTR for just a few brief moments while we just, like, grill you.
And by grill, I mean, we're talking about we're going to get one of Tom's, like, forged iron pokers and you're going to sizzle.
Yeah. Or you come up here, we'll crack some jokes.
We
could draw numbers.
We could draw numbers.
Nope, Dresden volunteered.
Oh, now Dresden's doing it. Well done.
Let's get clink, twice the Canada
clink,
up
clink,
here.
Clink, 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 clink.
Did you
clink,
break his wheelchair?
Clink, clink. Just sort of throw the sound effects in.
God, you're so sneaky.
That's not my wheelchair.
Yeah, Dresden assassin, everybody.
Wow,
let's give him a hand.
I never heard it said right.
Yeah, so how long have you been in the Mercs?
I joined in, I think, 2010. I got official 2014 on my senior year of high school.
And how long before you leave the Mercs?
I don't know. I don't really fit in anywhere else. I kind of carved a niche out of it. So
forged a niche.
Yeah, I think forged or hammered a niche would probably be a better term, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like, so currently, like, your current set of armor, how heavy did you say it is?
The armor is 140 with the blasters, and the best gadget's 170.
That's pounds. Me. You're wearing my entire body weight.
So I gotta ask something, because Dresden, you kind of rose to fame as I was kind of drifting out a little bit. I gotta know, who of the mercs is the better metal forger, you or Mandalore?
Ooh.
Fight.
Then lay the slap down now, folks. Dun, dun, dun.
And now I'm curious who has the heavier armor.
Over to you, Thomas.
I know Tom puts everything but the kitchen sink in his helmet.
Dresden's armor is definitely heavier than mine nowadays. I've had to scale back a bit just because I'm getting older and it's I'm getting physically unable to wear it that much.
So the
I know that feeling.
The forge off will happen at MercsCon 2, Mandalore Boogaloo.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yes. That'll be part of the Boogaloo.
Yeah.
The forge off. Dresden. Young Forge Dresden versus old Forge Mandalore.
If nothing else, we can have somebody make this into like a webcomic.
Two Mandos awesome. Enter, one Mando leaves.
So does that mean like whoever wins becomes Mandalore or retains Mandalore?
I don't know.
That's I think it just
one.
Meant the
that's
the
too much
has
paperwork.
To clean up all the mess.
that's a lot of administrative work, you know. You think Dresden you want it until pits. You do it, and then you do it, and you're like, oh my god, I didn't want this.
Trust me, Tom. I've been how long since I stepped down as Alarad?
Yeah, you know.
Oh,
you
I know. And do you see how much happier I am these days? I mean, I'm really not. We know I'm not happier, but I do miss my Alarad days.
I'm sure they miss you too.
I don't really miss mine. All I have to do now is just sit and say, yeah, you're good enough to get in.
So going back to Dresden.
Hey, Dresden.
Hi. Oh, hey.
We don't care about that Mandalore guy anyways.
No, we don't. No.
Well, I mean, it really depends, because I'm still curious who the better forger is.
So how many members do you have out your way this right about now?
Right now we have 5 approved. We have a couple more getting close, but they got like school and work obligations, so I don't want to really pressure them and scare them out of it. So taking it slow and steady.
However they get in, that's all that matters.
2 more to go, and then you got a clan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just hit up Mandaddy, and he'll take care of that for you.
And if you need any nappies changed as well, he's amazing.
Ignore the diapers. I'll just take care of your clan. Don't worry about it.
Well, I'm trying not to get anybody in who needs their diaper changed.
Well, it's Tom here.
Hey, Dresden, how long have you been doing your metal forging, and what got you into it? And then what got you into doing the Mando Merc stuff?
I started mostly like property maintenance, you know, kind of farm repair stuff with my dad and my grandfather when I was 4 years old or so. You know, like doing plumbing, gutter work repair, that basic kind of tin bashing stuff and soldering. And then when I was maybe 7 or so, we moved to British Columbia, and my dad's an HVAC, so I'd get stuff like duct work, sheet metal, stuff like that. And I was into RC stuff at first, so I was making like small tanks out of it. They didn't move very fast.
But let's back up. Yeah. You just made like tanks that did move.
Well, I mean shells to go onto pre-existing RC vehicles, but okay. Actual metal, yeah.
So you armored up RC cars.
It's not as psychopathic as it sounds.
But it's the most un-Canadian thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but I beg to differ. That sounds very psychopathic.
Then, right around the time Revenge of the Sith came out, we moved to New Brunswick. About a year after that, I started with the very basic early Mando armor that I'm sure we've all seen and dealt with, where it's like, huh, this looks vaguely Mandalorian. I didn't really use a concept picture or anything, but it's close enough.
Yep. My first 2 applications.
Yeah, my first kit was galvanized steel ductwork, and because I didn't really know weathering or anything, I used this YouTube video where somebody's using cereal box cardboard and box cardboard and then showing how to paint it with weathering. It was super basic, like nothing like that you see anymore. That's how basic it is. I mean, maybe a kid makes it, but... So anyways, that's back in 2008, a little before that. Move forward a bit, first year of high school, There was a metals class, but I hadn't gotten into it until grade 11 or 12, so more of the whole at-home kind of figuring stuff out on your own. You know, nothing to be proud of. I mean, I've shared my first kit, the only picture I have of it, but I'm not proud of it, you know. Just to show, yeah, I look like this now, but I wasn't always this good, not by any means. So, I mean, you know, it's cool now, but it took a lot of really not cool, kind of cringy stuff to get to here.
Everybody starts somewhere.
We've all been
Trust
there.
Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have Steven here as an example.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe 7 out of 10 people, their first armor concept is black with red. I mean, let's be honest.
Black and red, black and red.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not saying it's overused, but I mean...
It's overused.
No, it absolutely is overused. I'm just saying I'm standing right here.
Yeah,
yeah, we're just saying you're sitting between two guys with black and red armor.
Your clan status is now in danger.
Damn.
By the way, have you guys seen Mandalore's first armor? Like the have any of you
Babyface
looked
Mandalore.
Around to see his on the forums, like his original armor?
The old white fiberglass armor?
Yeah. Trust me, yeah. We've all been there, Drez. We've all been there.
Everybody's first set of armor ends up being the set of armor they regret the most over time. After you've built more than one set, you're like, wow, that was my first set? My God. I mean, looking back at it, I wouldn't be approved in Mercs nowadays if I had to go through approval with that first set. I would be heartbroken and probably crying in a corner somewhere, rocking back and forth in the fetal position.
Oh, well, we've all been there.
I really wonder, as you mentioned that, like how many of us... older, like 300, you know, Merc 300 and younger, or older, I guess, or number-wise, you know, the older kits, how well they would, like, stand up to the CRL standards now, you know, like how many of us would still...
There's a reason there's not
in a word, no.
Original.
Yeah, no, I got in with, like, urban digicamo, like, flight suit. That got changed, like, 3 weeks after I got approved.
Believe it or not, I've actually got the pictures of all of the original Mercs.
Oh, no.
Like, the original. And, yeah, I can go through them sometimes. I do go through them sometimes and just look at them and just say, wow, we've come so far. It's like...
Anytime you're angry with someone, you just point and laugh at the original photo they sent in, right?
Yeah, anytime somebody, you know, anytime there's like a Facebook meltdown of an apps team or something, I go back and I look at those original photos and I'm like, why are they melting down? Why are they melting down?
Mario, could you care to share the nickname for your original kit?
My original kit was made out of a Rubbermaid tote. Now, this is back when I was 16. I was technically in the Vertica core there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I had forgot to sand off the Rubbermaid on there. So I got the Rubbermaid Manda.
Rookie mistake. Yeah. Don't feel bad. My first armor was made out of a trash can, so.
Hey.
So was his.
So was a lot of ours. I mean, let's be honest about that. I mean, I know there's a lot of younger, I like to say the word younger, I guess, Mando's in now that we have the standards, we have the CRLs, we've done the legwork of the what works and what doesn't work, what looks, you know, good, what doesn't look good. And so a lot of members, as they come in now, they don't have as many of the road bumps that we do, but looking back on it, I mean, man, we definitely blazed some trails with creativity on how to come up with the different ways and what works and to kind of hammer out the what we have now, I guess. As
and in Dresden's case, literally hammer it out.
Hey, I remember a day when Bondo wasn't a thing. Do you know how hard that was?
Yes, I do. I remember when I first had to discover about it, like learn how to use it by myself.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing, and now I look back on it thinking, like, man, that was the easiest stuff. I turned into a Bondo master,
the
you know.
Bondo wizard.
As long as you weren't that one guy on the forums who posted a photo of his entire hand caked in Bondo.
I was exactly going to mention that. That was my favorite thing. His fist was actually fused shut because he put his hand in Bondo and he was actually frost. Using it.
Disclaimer.
No, it wasn't frost.
Way back in the old days when I used to do armor parties at my dad's house, Frost would mix and spread his Bondo with his bare hands.
See, he's denied that it's him for years.
I remember it specifically because the Alarad of Talon Clan after me actually said to him, said, I don't think that's healthy to do that. I think that might be carcinogenic. And then Frost's like, no, it'll be
only
okay.
Only in California.
Only in California, right? I remember that plain as day.
Is now a bad time to mention that a lot of my Bondo work, I've done a lot of my hands-on to, like, get some of the smooth edges and
you'll
stuff.
You'll be fine.
Well, yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm sure the Army did a lot worse to me than Bondo ever will.
Gloves, man. That's all I got to say.
Gloves, they are KTR recommends using gloves when mixing Bondo.
And do not lick. Please do not lick your Bondo.
It does look like ice cream, though.
Yeah, it does.
Depending on the color.
You know, I've mentioned that before. It looks, if the perfect consistency of Bondo is it looks like an almost strawberry-tinted Frosty from Wendy's.
Yes.
If it looks like a Frosty.
Yep. Hey, I got an off-brand one that looked like blueberry yogurt.
That's not good.
Like an off-brand Frosty or off-brand Bondo?
It tasted awful.
That explains so much about you now.
Actually, on the subject of Bondo, not too long ago I discovered that there are several different colors of Bondo. Mm-hmm. So as we all know, there's the fiberglass reinforced Bondo that's heavier and harder to sand. Mm-hmm. But if you get into the more expensive, specialty automotive Bondo, you can get a metal reinforced Bondo. It's essentially just cold cast, but a putty. So where I do a lot of metal and for the metal helmets, instead of using pink Bondo now, I use the actual, it's called metal to metal, but there's a whole bunch of different names for it wherever you are. It's pretty expensive, but it sands really, really well. And it looks a lot like sanded JB Weld afterwards. Okay. So best way I could describe it is it's just cold cast.
My helmet is actually full of it. Because my helmet was one of my first few casts that I made, and it was one of my first experiments. So air holes have started to appear. So using it is good. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
So what? How much of your armor is actually not metal? I suppose that's the easier. That's the smaller number amount.
You mean like what's leather with metal mounted to it?
Well, yeah, like, do you have any plastic on your armor other than the visor?
Not unless you count electrical stuff like battery holders and switch housings.
Is the visor transparent aluminum?
Almost.
It's too
almost.
Expensive.
Don't do that.
No, the visor, if you've gotten a picture taken of you in kit with flash and you don't have a mirror visor, oh, look, it's my face. I look like an idiot.
We've all been there.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So
Tom's been there more than most people, I can tell you that now.
And because I'm in Canada, and the only people at the time who were making mirror visors was Saragon, and because airmail, pressure differences, the little air bubbles would suddenly become big air bubbles, I finally decided on getting a aluminized foundry face shield, which at the time seemed pretty cheap. Oh, only $50. Oh,
oh, only.
Only, and then, you know, currency exchange, FedEx tariffs. It ended up being a $215 visor.
Wow! But are you happy with it?
Yes, there is literally no camera flash in the world that can get through that visor.
Challenge accepted.
So even your visor is aluminized? Is
aluminium.
That how you... So, like, even that has a metal component to it?
Pretty much.
That's awesome. So straight up, that is awesome. Like I could never, like me, I like plastic. Like I had a metal kit for a little while, and it was great. And I did love the fact that when I scraped up against something, it was like, oh, look, some metal showing. Oh, crap.
But, well, I mean, I'm not all against plastics. I mean, I'm sure a lot of you remember Imperial Outpost Armory by Red Crate Dragon on the forums.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when I started off actually buying stuff back in, say, 2012 or so, I actually had gauntlets and a codpiece by him. I mean, I was really surprised with the quality of them. But soon after that, I'm like, oh, I broke a thing. Well, this looks kind of cool. Let me just stick that there. Okay, and stick some other stuff on there. Oh, here's a seam. Let me Bondo that. And oh, it's flexible. The Bondo isn't staying. What have I done?
So with that, while we got you up here, did you happen to have any questions for any of us here up on KTR that you could just ask us real quick?
Not really.
Okay. That's totally fine.
Can we throw that out to the audience?
Yeah,
the
if anybody has any, like, we've got a couple minutes left. Anybody got any questions you'd like to ask us? Any of our various armor building or mercs experience that we'd like to share with you? Anybody would want to hear a weird story? Okay, there are nods for weird story. All right, Tom?
Tom, have you got any weird stories?
Man, probably longer than 2 minutes. How much time do we have?
For you, Tom, all the time.
I can tell you about the first time I met Dar.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
No, okay. We were told to keep it clean. So.
No, this is actually relatively...
PG, man, PG.
This is relatively clean, okay? So
relatively. So good.
This was back at San Diego Comic Con 2009.
Back and we gotta get
gotta do our Wayne's World flashback music there, and so you know the Mercs table has basically been in the same spot for like the past 10 years. Like once we did the first table in 2008, and it literally has not moved since 2008. It's like the next to the last table before you walk out the mezzanine doors outside. So I'm there. This is the second year of San Diego Comic Con, and I'm at the table, and all of a sudden, a couple guys come bebopping up, one little short guy, and another guy, you know, with the beard, with the glasses and all that, and
Candocacks.
Yes.
Candopacks.
Yes, and they're you know, this guy right here is full head of hair, just, you know, just bebopping around, real energetic. I mean, just, it's, yeah, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. Comes up, he's like, man, I can't wait to be a merc. I'm working on being a merc. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, look, there's a pretty girl. Let's go. And seriously. And here he goes running off, and Josh is kind of shuffling behind him. And then a little while later, he comes back up talking about, yeah, I'm going to do this and do that. And blah, blah. Oh, here's another pretty girl. We got to go follow her. That's an awesome-looking costume on that. Ooh, she looks good. Yeah. After a while, I was like,
there's a pattern here.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, this guy's just some kind of mini-Mac or something. And because Daryl's a short guy, you know.
5'3", and I was about 160 pounds at the time.
Yeah, yeah, tough, built tough, you know, had his hair was kind of, you know, was kind of longish. And
I was actually getting ready for the army. I had my hair buzzed down at the time.
I thought you had more hair.
Well, there was more.
I did before Comic-Con. When, like, you saw pictures of me getting my arm out and the forms and everything.
Yep.
But when I got to go to Comic-Con, I'd already signed up for the army, so, like, I had to be prepared, so I shaved all that hair off by the time we went to Comic-Con.
But I remember him, you know, we're there talking again at some point. I guess he got bored following the girls in the costumes, and he came back.
There was only so many of them.
Oh, I know. And he came back, and we're talking. I'm like, dude, I'm just going to start calling you Mini-Mac. And he's like, okay. And it just kind of stuck. And for years, I've always known him as the Mini-Mac.
Mini-Mac, the Mando Mac Nugget.
Yep.
It's always been under my name on the forums.
Yep. And it's just, it's, you know, I've known Dar a long time. It's just been a really, it's been interesting. And it's been, you know, it's
define interesting.
Yeah. I don't know that there is a definition, but it's, you know, it's just... Well, it's just watching how people's lives unfold. I think that's, you know, and watching some of the hardships that you've gone through, but you're still kicking it. You know what I mean? You may not be bebopping around as strong as you used to be in 2009, but you're still bebopping around.
You pop those confetti things again, I bebop pretty quick. Yeah. Actually.
Speaking of which, there's definitely confetti all over this chandelier.
Oh, I already.
Oh, there it is.
I think it was Sean that I.
We saw nothing.
No. I guarantee you, if you leave it alone, that's going to be up there for years. Nobody will ever know.
At MerxCon 5, we'll see if it's still up there.
Yeah. The return. MerxCon 5, the return. We'll look and check. You know.
MerxCon 5, the Mandalore strikes back.
Yeah. That's only if 2 Mandalore Boogaloo doesn't work out so much.
Better make sure the swag is good or something. I don't know.
What about 3 or 4? That's my question.
Hey, Corey, now that we see you in the room, Mercs 2, Boogaloo, whatever, we got to make sure Boogaloo. It's good. Got to make sure it's good.
Shrug.
She just shrugs. Like,
she just shrugs, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
We have been spending most of the time trying to get him to calm his boobs down. It's just like unbelievable. He's like, oh, we'll go to Las Vegas. No, we won't, Tom. We've got to get this one over and done with. Oh, let's go to Europe.
Corey heard Las Vegas and is walking back in the room.
Yeah.
Never, ever.
Yeah, don't let Kando Pax hear that.
You wouldn't see half of us again.
Yeah. But that's the only problem. We wouldn't be able to actually do a KTO in Vegas because whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So we couldn't record it, could we?
No. No, it's law there. And dinner's at 6, right?
I think we just had sass from the QM just then.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. I lived with her for about a month. I guarantee you, that's not the most level. That is like a sliver of sass that she can throw.
Well, I think with that, we're officially out of time here. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Thanks for all my guests.
Thank you to everybody that's come to the con and that's, you know, sitting in here paying attention to all of us ramble.
So, yeah, if you didn't hear Corey, dinner is going to be at 6. It's going to be upstairs. So go into the elevators, hit R. We'll figure out what R stands for later. But
and this is for the people at MerxCon, not the people listening to this.
The people
right
listening
now
can disregard this little bit. Because
it's going to be a bit awkward if you turn up at the Shores whenever this comes out, so trying Ian, to get some food.
But they said the hotel, as long as it was there by 6.
So if someone comes to the hotel much later, takes a photo on R, you going to give them a churro?
Yeah, sure. I'll set, like...
Did you find it here now, folks?
Did you find a churro? Because I know you were desperately searching for it.
Yeah, Cafe Del Leche. They're over... They're only a couple miles
away. The cafes are also
away
available, folks.
Yeah, there's a couple miles away. Grubhub was very nice and helped
also
me order some churros. Not
also
sponsored
not
by churros,
also
Grubhub, or Cafe
Con
Leche. But they do have good nachos, so, you know, totally go there. But yeah, no, we did nachos. Definitely... get churros delivered here to the hotel just for this event.
And but, yeah. You didn't tell me.
No, well, I didn't tell
you. I mean, after the
I
fact.
Didn't tell you, but I think you've earned a churro.
I get a churro.
I think you have honestly earned a churro, Bill. I think you've done a good job here today.
He's getting it out right now.
I did good.
So this is your first churro. Has anybody got any celery-flavored churros?
So here we go. Yeah. So we got churros. Bill, good job. You earned a churro. Very nice. Dresden, thank you for coming on with us. So you get a churro as well.
Crow is now the Oprah of churros.
Yep. And Steven, thank you for coming back. You got a churro,
too. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. No, you're welcome. See, all you need to do to get a churro is be from Maine or very specific parts of Canada where Thaxos does not live.
Crow, did you just give away my churro? I was saving
Uh-oh.
That.
Uh-oh.
She's very good to me. She's very nice.
Join us next time to find out what happens.
To the Art Crow Chronicles.
Find out that Crow's now high-pitched.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, guys. This was awesome. Thank you for coming.
All right.